Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam Hilchas Meiser in the Sefer Zeroim, which we explain the Einas HaMeisers, which is the time of when the obligation of Meiser actually begins. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph describing the obligation of Meiser, of taking off a tenth, is after all the work has been finished. Ein Chayev L'Hafresh Min HaTar, there's no obligation to separate biblically Meiser, Ela HaGoyim Perei. So first of all, the produce have to have complete a finish. Moreover, it's la'ach la'atzmai, where he's finished with the produce, where he wants to eat it for himself. Aval agrim l'machrim, but if let's say someone finish the production, but it's to sell it, then patam natar, actually biblically he's exempt. But v'chai ben debrem, he's still rabbinically obligated. Shema, because how do you know? There's a pasuk in Devarim says, asa ta'asta v'gayim, you shall surely take off a tithe, v'yachalten, you're going to eat it. Which tells us, in chayev l'agayim, t'vasa l'achlim, the one is only obligated in the biblical tithing, only if he finishes the production for the purposes of eating. But for selling, it would only be rabbinic. So too, if someone purchases produce, he's biblically exempt. Shemek says in the pasuk, but the tevua zarecha, the grain of your plants, which is only yours, not when you bought it from someone else. But v'chaim in the there, it's also rabbinically obligated. Now, when we say this, is b'shalakachan acha shenigmer malachtem yad meicher, only if the consumer purchased it after it had already been finished in production from the seller. But let's say he bought it before the production was finished, then he has it at the time of the one who's going to eat it, the one who's, it's his, the consumer, has it at the time when it's finished, then chayav l'asam natara, then he is biblically obligated, because then it was zarecho, because it was his at the time of the production. Locha Gimel talks about the obligation of meiser, specifically by a pri, by produce that's fit to eat. Peirish in rum l'achilim katnam. Regarding produce that's not fit to eat when it's still immature, when it's young, kugoyin, for example, habayser, which are grapes that are not fully ripened. But it's about anything like that. In the chayav b'meiser, they're not obligated in meiser. Ad sheyigdil will be asoichel until it matures and becomes a food item. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Meyikor mizera haaretz mipri ha'etz," from the seed of the land, from the fruits of the tree, which is ad sheyiper until it's a fruit, which is when it's fully matured. V'chein ha'tevuah v'kitniyah. So too, regarding grains, regarding legumes, beans. Shemek says in the pasuk in the Devarim, is called tevuah zarech, all the produce of your crops, which tells us ad sheyitiyas tevuah until it becomes produce. And Bezuhi Oynes HaMaisis, this is what's known in Halacha as the timing of the tithing, which when it comes to that point of maturity, becomes a pri, comes tvuah, then there's the obligation. Now, before the produce or the grain comes to this time period, mutalachem hen kol mashir, you're allowed to eat from it whatever you want to, meaning whether a lot or a little. And another chiddush is of chol derech shirtze, in any way that you want to, which even things that generally establish the food item in obligated meiser, for example, putting in fire or in salt, doesn't make a difference. The obligation doesn't happen before Gemara Pri, and therefore you're allowed to eat it without even tithing. Halacha Dalet, Peirushim Ruim Lachila Bekatnam. Regarding produce, on the other hand, that is fit to eat even when it's very young. Kagoyin Hakishum, for example, zucchini, Vamalafa, fineness, and cucumbers. Shame on Necha Meiser, because we don't leave it attached to the ground. Not for purposes of maturing, just so that it should get larger and bigger. But they're already fit and edible already when they're very young. So then, even when they're very small, they're already biblically obligated in meiser. Because the moment that they come out, they're already fit for the time period of meiser, which is Gemara Pri, which it already is. The Rambam qualifies this oynes ha'meisers. Ezehi oynes ha'meisers. What is this? That when the produce comes to this time, this aina, that then it's obligated in meisus. So there's a general rule. Mishigiu had peiros, when the produce comes to lahazria v'litzmayach, that to create seed and to sprout. Hakolafi mashu haperi, whatever the produce specifically is. In other words, when it's going to get to that measurement, where if you're going to plant it, it could sprout, and every fruit and food is a different measurement. Well, all these measurements essentially are when it reaches a third of its maturity, according to the pre, whatever it is, that's when it's the oinus ha'maisus. That's when it becomes biblically obligated in maisus. As Rambam says, ketzer haso, so it depends. Hata'enim, figs, b'shi also rakim, when they become soft, at shi'urum lachil, until they're edible, achar esim ha'abar shois, mishasa sivasim, when it's already 24 hours after they were gathered, which then it's edible, that's when it's oinus ha'maisus for the figs. Hanovim, grapes, vabu'ushim, which Vehim hanov madak mamidboris, those are the thin wild grapes. There, it's mishi rahachartz and shalem mebuchutz, when you could see the seeds of them on the outside, meaning they got so soft and they're so translucent, the peels of the grapes, that you could see the seeds from the outside because of the abundance of water inside the grapes. That's its oinus ha'maisus. Hodemoin the pomegranates. Mishne yimas ha-perech shalhem bein atzbois. Is when the seeds dissolve between the fingers, v'yitim in the mayim, and the water comes out of the pomegranate seeds. Hatamarim, dates, is mishne paschul kasar, when it swells like yeast. Ha-farsikin, peaches, it's mishne tila gidim adumim. When it starts already developing these red veins throughout the peach, that's already its oinesamaisis, it's already a third of its growth. Hagoysim by nuts, es mishi sparish ha'oichem akli b'chatzayin, is when the food item, the edible part of the nut, detaches from the outer shell. Hashkidim ha'masukim, regarding the sweet almonds, mishi disparish kli pasim ha'chatzayin, when it detaches its outer shell. Hamarim, the bitter almonds, are patur l'oyim, they're always going to be exempt. And as we had explained in a prior halacha in Perek Aleph, because when it's old, when it's mature, it's bitter, and when it's younger, it's not fully matured yet. Ushoka balaklipas, and regarding all other foods that have shells, kagoin hutzdurboilin, like acorns, valoit and chestnuts, valbotanum and pistachios, mishiyasu klipatachtainus muchlech, when it develops its lower shell, its lower peel that's near the food, when it develops that, that's already aina samaisis. Hazesim regarding olives, mishiyasu shema, when they can make oil, echad mitisha, 1/9. What it is fit to make when it's finished, that's when it's a third of its development, it can make a ninth of the oil, that's its oinesamaitis. Hatapuchim esroigim, regarding apples and esroigim, when they become round, because they're actually edible when they're very small, so as long as it already became round, even if it's not fully matured, that's already oinesamaitis. Hatusim vo'oig, regarding berries and sumac, it's mishiyadimu, it's when they come red. And the chen kol dagim shal adam. Regarding all, like berries are red, anything that it normally becomes red, mishiyadimu, when it becomes red, it's already oinesamaisis. Hacharubim, regarding carobs, mishiyasu nekudus nekudus chorus, when the carobs develop those small little black dots on it. And the chen kol shadakim hashcha, any fruit that it normally becomes black, it's mishiyanakta, when it gets those dots. Hagasim, pears, vakrus tamelim, the small pears, vaparishim, and quince, vazrodin, and sorb apples. Mishiyasu krochus krochus lemon, when it gets these small little white bald spots. And v'chein kol shadakim l'laban, and all types of fruits, when it normally becomes white, it's mishikruchu kerches, when it gets these bald spots. In other words, these pears, when they're very small, they're covered with these small little hairs. When they start maturing and developing, they start balding a little bit, and when it fully ripens, then all of it falls off and it's totally white. So when it develops these spots, these bald spots, that's already a third of its maturity. That's the oinesamaisis. Hatvu, regarding grain, which doesn't have all these signs, mishatavishlish, when it develops a third. Hatilson fenugreek, mishatia zarar dolitz micham nizra, which is the other sign we said, when its seed is fit to sprout if you would plant it. Vyark, regarding vegetables, so hakushuin, zucchini, batiluin, and squash, ravatich, and the watermelon, bamalafinus, and cucumbers, and all things similar to that. That's chayav mekatan, that's already obligated even when it's very small, kibishvan, like we explained, halachadal, because they're already edible when they're a young stage. You just leave them in the ground so they get bigger. Now, regarding, however, other vegetables that are not fit to eat until they fully mature, in a chayav, you're not obligated in the maestros until it's edible. Eshkel, a cluster, shigibay, a full of gargi yachida, that even one grape has reached that stage. So kuli chibur lemaisus, they're all considered attached for the obligation of maisus. Okay, ilu higiya kula, and it's as if the whole cluster of grapes has reached that time to be obligated all the maisus. Now, and moreover, v'loisa eshkel bavad, it's not even that cluster itself only that's going to be obligated. El kol haruach, rather the whole side, sheyesh ba'isa gefen, sheyesh ba'eshkel, that has on that grapevine, that has that cluster, that whole side of the vine, is going to be obligated. And mechein bim, mitzutu pomegranate. Shigiba, Philip Preda Achaz, that even if just one of the seeds has reached that, when you're going to press it, it's going to dissolve because of the liquid. Kulachibra, that whole side is considered attached. Halacha Vav, the Ram continues regarding the obligation to be careful regarding the sanctity of the maisis. Layimka Adam Peyroisav, a person should not sell his produce, Mishabola Ines Maisis, when it's already reached the time of obligation in maisis. Lamisha in the Neman al Maisis, regarding to someone who is not trustworthy regarding tithing, because maybe he's not going to take maisis and you're going to sell it to him, you're going to be over on Loyathne Evil, you're causing a stumbling block where he has an obligation of maisis. Now, then Bikru, but let's say a part of the produce has already reached the Ines Maisis, but it's only because they ripened quicker than the rest. So, okay, so then the person, the owner, should take those early ripened ones. Then you're allowed to sell the rest that have not yet reached the stage of maturity to the obligation of Maisis. And again, he could eat it even if he doesn't take Maisis, not live in the Iver because there's no obligation yet. And v'chein lo yimka adam as gifter, a person should not sell. Those are the pits and the refuse of the olives. And the zagov, similarly, the peels and the leftovers of the grapes after it's pressed and squeezed, should not sell it, l'misha inen emel al Maisis, to someone who's not trustworthy regarding Maisis, if he's lohitzi mehem mashkin. If the consumer is buying them specifically because he wants to get out the remaining liquids, because if it didn't specify, he actually could sell it to him, because we could presume that generally it's only used for fuel. But if he lets his buying because he wants to get out the liquids, shamashkin hayitzim chayiv maisis, because the liquid that comes out from those refuse is actually obligated maisis, and I'll sell it if he's not trustworthy regarding maisis. And v'leis tivnoi, neither are you allowed to sell even straw, if lilkum mena tvua, if his purpose of buying the straw is because he wants to get out those remaining little kernels that are stuck in over there, lemish enenema, to someone who's not trustworthy, shatvu shetilakum mena tevn chayiv maisis, because that grain that's going to be plucked from the straw is obligated in maisis. Halacha zayin, shimri yayin. The sediment of wine, the dregs, shenasen lehem mayim v'sinnan, that you put on water and you sift it through. So, imnasen shleisha motza arba, which is related to previous halacha, where even though it's the dregs, but you can still get out some of the wine. So, imnasen shleisha, if you put on a measurement of three, umotza arba, and you find a measurement of four, so there's you put on only three, let's say, lugan of water, and you get out four, which obviously one lugan is from the sediments, which is the wine. So mitzi ma'isim is a hayaser. So then you have to go ahead and take a quarter of that cup and take off ma'isim from that, which is obviously not water but actually the wine. Meaning even from somewhere else, for sure, from it itself. But we what we're coming to say is that wouldn't be considered taking minachayev alapater because this is fully an obligation of taking from these dregs which you got out when you went and sifted it through with the water. Now the ve'ena mafshel of truma, but you don't have to separate truma from it, and you don't separate shatayim betchila b'li ba'al kol, because when initially the trumas were taken on these grapes, the truma was the person had intention for all of it. Kamashiran the truma, like we explained in the halachas of truma and perek dald halacha chavals, which there, it's not a tenth you could have for the whole thing, even minute amount. So you have in mind everything that's going to come out of it. Now that's only if you put in three and you find four. Well, let's say matzah pachas ma'abah. Let's say you put in three log and you find less than four log. So av bisha matzah, yes, somebody does say, although you're really getting more than the measurement of water that you're putting in. And even if it has a taste of wine, pater, it's considered insignificant, and one would be exempt from separating maizos. Lachas Ram discusses regarding the exemption, however, of produce of hektish from the laws of maizos. Hamakdish peidosev, if someone sanctifies his produce, kashem mechubarm, when it's still attached to the ground, achle bolo in the maizos before it came to the time of the period of obligation of maizos, upedom, then he redeems it back from hektish. Now, after he had redeemed it, then it became the time of Bainas and Maisus. So, he was obligated in Maisum because it wasn't in the domain of Hektish at the time of the obligation. Now, but let's say it came the time of its third of its completion, whatever it is, the time of obligation of Maisum. And at that point in time, when it matured, it was in the possession of the treasure of Hektish. And only subsequently did someone redeem it. Then Baturin is then he's going to be exempt because it was in the possession of Hektish, and Hektish is not obligated in Meisr.